Hello, welcome to another Cage Club Revisited, episode 28. I remember from last time. Face Off. Joined once again by our friends from the last movie, Andrew and Maddie Roland. Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
Get rid of us.
We drank ourselves to death at lunch. Ate a lot of Italian food.
In honor of
Leaving. Now we're going to do the old face swap.
Blackout, so.
So this is like, what is the thing on, not Instagram, Snapchat, the face swap.
Yeah,
that's like
swap.
This movie. Is that where they got the idea for that?
Probably.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Now, there also is a TV show called Face Off.
Oh, that's a very good show, too. Yeah, it's about makeup artists.
Yeah, that's right. It's on, like, Sci-Fi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those reality but
nothing
contest shows.
But we are watching the Blu-ray today, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 57 seconds of the credits. We're going to press play in 3, 2, 1, play. And Andrew, I hope you are ready for what many people consider the best Nicolas Cage movie.
I am very much looking forward to it, as someone who never saw it and saw all the previews growing up. And
starting with
another
lullaby.
Is that
probably. What's it, rated R?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, then yeah, that definitely would not have been allowed to...
whole bunch of people die in this
for
movie.
For a young Andrew Roland to watch his...
Like, really early on, too. Like, in the first sequence, a little boy gets shot.
Maybe there's something to this, screening what your children are allowed to.
I don't think, I didn't see The Rock until college, I didn't see Con Air until...
But you've seen two of them, you just haven't seen this one.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
What were you watching?
Who Carousels.
Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's Travolta.
Oh, wow, this seems like the quintessential opening for a John Travolta movie.
Oh, we were just talking about Mission Impossible and how you don't want to support that because of Scientology.
Yeah,
here we are.
This came up
we
yesterday.
We aren't paying
yeah.
to watch this.
That was
I already paid to watch this.
Yeah. You're going to pay. Don't worry. No.
We all pay.
Although I did meet him once, and he was so nice.
Oh, that's good to hear. Oh.
What?
Yep.
What?
He looks amazing in this
what
intro.
What is...
Oh, no. Is that him?
Mustache? Yep. If we have Cage drinking, there we go.
Perfectly.
And Cage mustache.
Oh, I mean, my goodness. This is really something already.
Yep. A dramatic tonal shift already. Going to cross
yes,
that off.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
I can already
can
see where this is going.
To see if he's wearing a hat, please.
He's not.
Not here, but... Oh... So ideal there, so dark there.
I mean, I have Cage drinks alcohol on my card. I guess we can't assume it's alcohol, but...
Not yet.
Face waterfall?
Face waterfall number one.
Oh, my goodness. Aww. In the business, we call that a face waterfall. That's from How Did This Get Made, where they just, like, rub the hands down the face.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of them in this movie.
I'll try and keep track. One.
Okay. Yeah, I got the tally, too. We'll compare notes at the end.
Okay.
Well, this seems like an overreaction.
Wow.
There will be plenty of time for overreaction.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Blood spatter. That's
This is just perfect John Woo sequencing.
Oh.
A gift-worthy scene. Yep.
Oh.
Well, I have a feeling like Cage
rolling into Monday like.
Oh, man.
That right there is a gift-worthy shot. Just him, one eye open, the other eye open.
I don't understand how he wouldn't have expected that to happen. Using a high-powered rifle.
Well, I think he didn't expect the Archer Travolta to survive it.
Oh,
he's trying to kill Travolta, right?
Yeah, he's trying to kill Travolta. So, I think the kid, whatever. Yeah, if he gets hit too, but the goal was to get Travolta.
Okay. Now, I was thinking he had a conscience and felt bad about killing the kid.
Now he's not on a
time jump.
If Cage,
perfect,
and title card.
If Cage was. Mm. On screen with that merry-go-round, would that consider on screen with an animal? Yeah, right?
A living animal, isn't
that's not
it?
What it says.
Or at least an animal that was alive at one point?
We never said that.
Well, those carousel creatures aren't animals.
Wacky wardrobe mustache?
Oh, I have wacky
no, because
wardrobe.
There's a, isn't there a mustache box?
I think so, maybe.
Wacky wardrobe's coming. I don't think we gotta... Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Extreme facial expression. Travolta.
Definitely.
This kid dying.
Oh, I mean, this movie is filled with extreme mostly
yeah.
facial expressions.
Yeah.
Oh. Caster
Troy. Oh, look at him there. Is it like a kid? Oh, these are all the guys that he hit.
You want to know what his brother's name is? Pollux. God,
this is the
so
what?
This is the
do we have
big
to know if
wacky wardrobe.
Oh my!
Wacky wardrobe. this movie is so gripping already.
It's if you like, have religion or spirituality,
I think that counts.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, he's dressed up like a priest.
Gosh.
In true 90s fashion.
What's the code?
Look, I love the fire symbols the on the buttons.
Skull and crossbone. Oh, man. Oh, it's Bunny.
And it's Margaret Cho.
Yep. Scott Aukerman's ex-girlfriend.
Really?
He did for a while, yeah.
No kidding.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. She seems a little extreme for him, but okay. I don't know Aukerman back then, so... I just did rewatch season 2 of Mr. Show, though, and he's in a lot of the background of that season.
I think that Scott just has a type.
I hear ya. The hot Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My friend Rick's the same exact way.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
he's a great boss. He's a tough but fair boss.
Well, that's what's so great about Travolta, the actor, is like he is convincing even if he's spouting nonsense. Like,
yeah,
we are
going to
take
that.
A break.
Yeah.
What
I believe
is
it.
Happening?
The best
Speaking
thing.
Of great acting.
Like, the world is a terrible place, but then you realize that Face Off exists and you can watch it whenever you want.
Sure.
And it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm going to preemptively...
There we go.
Oh,
there's no prepping for that.
Cage dancing.
He also does that same move in Zondali, which is basically a Skinamax movie.
It's kind of, I have a feeling it's
that
one of his moves from real life.
Probably.
I love that this caught the eye of a pretty young lady.
Oh, but yes.
That haircut.
Yeah, the haircut is...
He is a mass murderer right now. Like,
you ready? You ready for this, Andrew?
Oh, okay.
Cage sings.
I have that one.
Wait, watch.
Ow!
Dramatic
facial expression.
Overt sexism?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd say so.
Let's
Did
see.
He grunt there?
No, no grunts yet.
Wait, International
does
Church
the
Choir's
count as a
American
flashback?
Bar
no,
Association.
No, because it flashes forward, yeah.
What was going on at that convention center? It said...
I don't know.
There were choirs, and... Oh, I don't know.
Was it the International Convention of Elvises?
No, it should have been, though. No, it was like the Bar Association or something.
Here we go. Cage laughed maniacally, right? Yes?
Has he yet? He's about to.
Oh, he did.
I think he did.
I think he did. I don't know, I'm taking it.
All right, did he grunt?
Not yet, no grunts.
Because if he grunts and he's shirtless, then I'm good.
Andrew, get ready for peaches.
Oh, perfect. And Elvis or Beatles? What does
Not
that
yet.
Mean?
Not yet.
If there's a song, if they reference it, if there's like an impersonator. It really just is Elvis,
that
but
guy.
In The Rock, he's a Beatlemaniac.
Yeah, with the scars.
Oh my
he's
gosh.
Got the actual Joker scars, that guy,
gosh.
In real life.
What
a box of stuff.
Pistols.
This
he's got like his like
really something.
He's like Korean mafia pistols, basically.
His golden guns. Well, that's such a John Woo thing to have two guns, like that.
Daryl Dietrich.
Baseball reference. I like all of his little gold things.
We're playing Cage Club Bingo. If you want to get your own bingo card, you can go to cageclub.me/games. Download it. Teaches you how to bingo in there. What we also have of new note that I've not mentioned on a podcast before, on a revisited before, is we now have a newsletter. If you go to cageclub.me/newsletter, it's time to get our monthly newsletter.
So that's a nuke, basically. I think it's
like a dirty bomb, maybe. I don't know.
Come on, I'm bored.
Bad accent.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. But it's like a bad LA. He's doing like the Californians.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen SNL or anything.
We got a peach?
Peach. He wants a peach.
Oh, but wait. But yeah, but I mean, the
arrival.
Line is coming now. That is it. Kate drinks alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so
and she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
The craziest thing about what's happening here is what is the twist that's about to happen.
He's like a rock star terrorist.
That she's an undercover FBI agent sucking on his tongue, so she is like deep undercover.
Mm. Has he grunted yet? Because I'll win if he does.
No grunting yet.
I don't think he's going to cry.
It's Travolta. It's my arch nemesis, Sean Archer.
Ugh.
This would be the end of any other normal movie
late 90s,
and yet...
We were just talking about how Mission Impossible Rogue Nation starts with what you think is the end, and now here, once again, we're starting with what happens to be the end.
Troy. Oh, I thought he said Troy. Hey, there you go, Pollux. Whoa, no, I don't like that. A woman gets punched in the face, believe it or not.
Is that on your bingo?
Sometimes it's on there.
A woman is attacked.
It's not on mine, but...
Airplane or airport, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd be way surprised how many times that gets marked.
Oh, Twin Peaks Connection, FBI.
Oh, God.
Like, I am the FBI.
All right. I don't think I have it. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, I'll take it because I have it.
Oh,
damn it, Sean!
You
should have done the game night thing and just driven into one of the wheels. Or was that from Taken 3? Remember, honey, you're not Liam Neeson. I'm kind of Liam Neeson, and that's how you get the drop on someone.
God, Rachel McAdams is so good in that movie, like ridiculously good.
What movie?
Game Night.
Oh yeah, we have to see that.
Get ready for.
Oh, this is insane.
Oh.
It gets even crazier.
And then... would you say standing on an open airplane door or something weird?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
I just need subtitles on the win, but I don't think we're going to actually get subtitles.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we actually... I think we... oh, no. I'm not... I want to say during the Wonderful World shootout sequence, they might pop up.
Did we get Kate on the phone?
Not yet.
On the plane? Okay, he didn't make a call.
But there's a lot of take off, face off. I mean,
Not a titular line though.
No,
and that line isn't also the tits, Maddie. So,
well,
it is said a lot later on. Yeah, I don't think a helicopter would. Well, maybe it would do that. For some reason, I thought Travolta was in a car for a second. Wasn't he just driving a Hummer?
Then he jumped
in the helicopter.
He
was, but then he stopped because Winters got dumped.
And now he's just in... Oh, my goodness. He just showed back up in a helicopter.
Shooting airplane engines. Oh, my gosh. Oh, shit.
Cage driving a plane? I'm going to give him credit.
This is incredible.
What? Yeah, wow.
Just keep remembering, we're in the first, 10 minutes of this movie.
This is pretty... spectacular.
What a great idea during your getaway to shoot your own pilot.
Yeah, right?
He's insane.
Oh, that's an airplane hangar.
Complete narcissism.
And we're also in peak 90s action movie mode where we're just going to have things explode and fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, wow.
And especially, I feel when John Woo is in the mix, too, it's going to be extremely operatic.
What else? I know the name John Woo. What are some other things he's done?
He did Mission Impossible 2, which we were just talking about.
Yeah, okay.
His American work isn't the best.
He did Wind Talkers, also with Nicolas Cage.
Hard Target with Van Damme, but he's most known for these two movies like Hard Boiled and The Killer with Chow Yun-Fat.
Like Korean police.
Oh. They're Chinese.
Chinese. Okay.
Hong Kong action films.
Oh my God.
Just like this. Like a lot of them play just like that. Like that's what John Woo is very famous for.
He's famous for two guns at the same time,
doves and slow-mo.
And slow-mo.
Yeah. Doves.
He's got a real sort of Jones for juxtaposing, extreme violence and then,
beauty.
Internal beauty.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I forgot that guy. Oh, that's where they test the technology on. The guy who lost his ear.
Is it?
Yeah, they give him a new ear, remember?
Oh, look at you, Margaret Cho.
All right.
Badass.
Yeah.
Handling. Taking care of business.
Oh my God!
Mac and Charlie shared
recipe. What? Whoa!
You can see the
wire. That's incredible.
Yep. Oh, they got Pollock.
Oh no!
Yeah. Well, that's what you get when you kill your pilot.
Things are about to go from bad to worse for Cage, though. I can tell you that much.
Well, he should grunt.
He should,
really,
but not until he becomes shirtless.
Oh.
Keep your shirt on.
Those
and I know
guns are
I know
just
I'm
so going to
cross
insane.
Off two of these, but it's not going to be for a while.
Berkeley looks awfully calm for being in the middle of this.
That's been like a theme over the last two movies, just like maintaining, being calm in situations. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue almost getting hit by a car and just like moseying over
you
to
know,
the window, being like, watch it.
Stop.
Cage just sort of like sauntering through a shootout.
He is.
Well, he's like a psychopath. He doesn't have like normal emotions.
All the jewelry he's wearing, too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
How did he get up there? And so silently.
Well, if Travolta can get from a car to a helicopter easily,
yeah,
he
that's
can get
true.
Up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Grab
yeah,
that chain and ride.
This
yes.
is
teleport.
Brilliant. I hope this never ends.
Was that, Marco
this
right scene. There going down the airplane?
No, I don't think.
If only.
That was the stunt man, I think.
Ooh.
Ooh. Great shot.
Off.
Yeah, it works on so many levels. Like, they're facing off. They're actually going to take off faces. Like, it's
beautiful.
Travolta, still with a wife and kid at home, does not care if he lives because he lost one son one time. Which, I mean, is devastating, but also, you still have a wife and a child.
Right, you could have a life. You know what this kind of reminds me of a little bit, Joey? It's a little like there's like some prestige going on here with
there
the
is.
Rivalry.
But
and
hold
then
on. We just missed him calling it Hell A. Remember?
Oh, right.
Hell A.
How
did that not stick?
Yeah, there's a little prestige, a little Batman versus Wolverine here.
Yeah. It's Ghost Rider versus never played a comic character.
The little Peach, because he's going to be Peach for hours.
I'm surprised Travolta never hasn't shown up in a superhero film. Oh, he was in The Punisher, but he got punished by The Punisher.
I somehow hate his hair in this movie more than I hated it in Leaving Las Vegas.
Who, Cage's?
It's so
he's got like a crew cut, almost.
Unbelievably uncomfortable length.
Oh my.
Cage sings.
Wow.
How did he not grunt during that?
That was a grunt.
Oh, perfect. I win. Bingo.
All right, bingo.
Bingo.
Whoa.
Turbo.
Congratulations,
control.
Maddie.
She's the best.
You won $17.50 into the movie.
This wow. has only been, it's already been 20 minutes into this movie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this thing is flying.
That's because this movie
so
is
good.
Great. I don't remember where on my list of Cage movies this is, but like I know that it's too low.
I didn't rank mine because I started Letterboxd after we started Cage Club, so I got to go back, and I'm going to finally do that this summer and rank them.
I think I remember, because I think this is Greg McLennan's favorite. Is that right?
Okay.
I think that sounds right.
I think he said this, one of the action trilogy was one of his favorites. I forget which one. This sounds
not
about
Con Air.
Right. No, I think it was either this or The Rock. I think it was this.
Oh, her.
Yes.
Pamela Landy from the Bourne movies.
That's right.
God, you are like IMDb.
You are DB, yeah.
You've never seen, yeah, exactly, those movies. You've never seen movies, but you know everybody in every movie that you have seen.
Accurate.
Yeah.
He's actually seen a lot.
Guys, if you only knew how close I came to getting a nose ring in the 90s, I am so glad that I dodged that bullet. You have no idea.
She's kind of got a young Maggie Grace thing going on.
Wait, was she the girl from the choir?
No, but
She does look alike.
Same type. So does Travolta actually have blue eyes? Because they're really pushing his blue eyes in this movie.
He, as far as I could remember, his eyes
are
blue.
Oh, blue eyes. Should we do a Travolta podcast?
Old Blue Eyes. Instead of Sinatra, we'll call Travolta Old Blue Eyes.
Well, because we've got Zeph with the blue eyes, we got Gaz with the blue eyes.
Oh, right.
We got Paul Walker with the blue eyes.
Actors with blue eyes. I've got blue eyes.
Not blue eyes.
He has, like, gray eyes. I think.
Max Scherzer may be on the move for two different color eyes.
It's a very groovy mutation. That's all I remember.
Groovy mutation.
In First Class, when Professor X is like picking up on women because of the two different color eyes, he's like, "That's a mutation, honey." They're like, "Oh,
oh, hello."
Face masks too.
I'm going to start doing this to you all the time. Get ready.
Oh no!
Please don't. I have
It's love
for us,
Andrew. It's love.
By the, like, the thousandth face waterfall, it's like,
so,
we'd like to announce our divorce.
Cage dies. Cage dies. Right? Ellis left the building.
Well.
Wait.
Bunny said he left the building.
Well.
Just because they think it happened doesn't mean it happened.
He's presumed dead. I think that's different than.
Okay.
He has to actually die.
Actually, they do tell Travolta, right now he does think he is dead, though, right? This is sort of a gray area, Joey. Technically, Cage's character is supposed to be dead right now.
Yeah.
It's true,
Let
but...
it go, Andrew. I already won.
It's fine.
Because, I mean...
Shh, it's fine.
Face waterfall in real life.
In person. Because you wouldn't know. I mean, if you were doing this in order, you're like, okay, look, Cage died. I'd knock that off. If he comes back to life, that's
not
your fault.
But that would be so great, because then you find out later he's alive, and you have to cross it back out. And if you won, you don't. You have to give back.
That's what I'm saying. Once it's marked... Anyway, we're playing fast and loose with Cage Club Bingo.
Playing Fast and Furious.
Playing Fast and Furious with Movie Bingo. It's kind of amazing how...
Carousel Sniper Victim.
The keyboard font on the actual keyboard keys has not changed in almost 20 years.
Oh.
Keys closed, but do they know about the bomb?
Yeah, he told them about it.
Oh,
but he
did?
Was like, but Nick Cage was like, maybe I'm joking, maybe I'm not.
Oh, I remember now. No, like one of the agents got his ear blown off during the firefight.
The brother was arrested.
Yeah. Oh, now they find out about the bomb.
Discs!
For real. Yeah.
Oh, what a great handoff.
I just found a couple of those in my garage cleaning out, like those types of discs, the zip, because I used to use them for making beats and stuff.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to yeah.
Away.
I have a story about that phrase. And an interview I was on.
I love the CG bomb design thing. Like, what kind of ILM crook was working for Troy in which he was able to rig up this design?
That's a nice color shirt.
Yeah.
Or his jumpsuit.
Prison jumpsuit, yeah.
Yeah, it's very Joker-esque.
Yeah.
Like Gotham. So cool.
All these guys are going to be... They all kind of get wiped out, don't they? Everyone... Yeah.
What names?
Sorry, buddy, but...
Caster.
Second boss mustache.
You could see that, like, the last 6 years, like, Travolta's just been obsessed with Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He knows this guy better than he knows himself, which...
Uh-oh, it's gonna come in handy.
Sure will.
She looks extremely familiar, too, but I'm gonna, you know, you could go crazy.
I don't think I know her, but I also don't think I know any of these people you're talking about, so...
Boom, he's dead.
Yep.
Uh-oh, face-off technology.
We have to go to the Walsh Institute.
The Walsh Institute!
In the hills around Los Angeles, California.
You mean Hele?
Hele. Oh, so he's not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they were going to bring it back.
Check that box. It doesn't look
That's
like...
not him, though.
Yeah.
CCH Pounder. I knew it. I know her
not
from
dead.
Somewhere. Oh, Avatar and the show. Oh, RoboCop 3.
Like, don't just do that.
Yeah, right.
Why are you smoking in the Walsh Institute?
Oh, I'm sure if they go into a hospital, they'll be smoking in there, too, when they go visit his wife, who was a nurse.
It was the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was trying to think of what I was watching. It was in, was it Insomnia when we were watching that? Some kid in high school was, like, smoking in high school or something? Or maybe that was in the original version. Maybe that was in the Norwegian cut, but...
No,
I thought when
we were watching
Insomnia, the kid was smoking a cigarette in the classroom.
No, yeah, Pacino says no smoking here. You just keep smoking.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
It's like a 3D printer ear.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Sure.
The other big movie that 3D printing was in the 90s, Jurassic Park 3. They 3D printed a raptor sinus. So that Dr. Grant could blow through it and speak with the raptors.
Oh boy.
It's terrific.
That's one word for it. I like that in their world, they're like, yeah.
Well, you got a sense...
You and Nicolas Cage look identical. We could totally swap bodies.
That's funny.
But they're explaining how they do all that. They only really need to change Travolta, not Cage, right? Because Travolta's going to look like Cage. They don't know that Cage is going to wake up, put on a Travolta face.
Doesn't he do it, like, all himself, too?
Yeah.
I would love to see...
The technology is so simple and easy to use at home.
It'd be amazing if he was like, I mean, have you guys tried this before? And then the two of them take, like, their faces off.
Ooh.
Like, swap, like, we've been faced off this whole time.
A life swap, wife swap?
Yeah. Life swap, wife swap.
I like that, like, 10 minutes ago, he was like, I don't care if I live or die, and now he's like, I could never do this.
Yeah, I'll do anything it takes, but I won't do that.
This is the Meatloaf the movie.
Yeah. Wait, Cage was shirtless there, and I have a bingo.
There you go.
Right.
And it's not with the Cage Dies. It's
you got a 26 minutes and 40 seconds in. So, Maddie, what were your five that you got?
Well, let's start off with Peaches.
Of course.
Cage Grunts.
Of course.
Free Square.
Yep.
Wacky Wardrobe.
Yep.
And Dramatic Tonal Shift.
Mm-hmm.
I have Cage Grunts.
Yep.
Time Jump.
Yep.
Singing.
Yep.
Cage is Shirtless.
Yep.
And a GIF-worthy scene because there were
so many. And I think I will use the Travolta Crawling Away one.
I know I'll have it, it's just the scenes are not for a while.
Take an advance on your...
But there's
your
definitely... Squares. They're going to speak the line. They're going to go to a beach.
Take his face off.
And they don't get to the beach until the very end.
Is
this
Nick Cage's, like, ex-wife or something?
So that is his... That's, like, his number one girl, and this is her brother. And that's also Nick Cassavetes.
Oh.
Famous director, son of John Cassavetes.
Another famous director.
Groundbreaking independent director. But he did Alpha Dog, which was a really good movie with... Justin Timberlake.
That's right.
And
Emile Hirsch.
Yelchin,
right?
Emile Hirsch.
Anton Yelchin?
Anton Yelchin.
Olivia Wilde?
Yep. Uh-huh. That's the one. He directed it.
I know
Bruce
so much
Willis.
About that movie. 2006. I've never seen it though.
Oh, you gotta check it out. It's really good.
I'll check it out when you see Labor Day.
No. They're totally... No. Like, you
what
should see that movie. I shouldn't see Labor Day.
You go see Thanos and the key from Titanic.
Yeah,
Rose from Titanic.
Gun in the eye socket.
Is that by the book Police Work?
I don't know. I think
it is the way I do it.
Travolta's freaking out.
Gets results.
Oh, and that little boy is supposed to be Cage's little boy, right?
Yeah.
And that's the only shot we get until later. Kind of teased it there.
And it also looks like, is it played by the same actor? Because that would be cool.
Oh, that would be cool, but it's definitely the same sort of haircut.
Yeah. Same little boy bowl cut. Mm.
So if he's going to do this, there can be no alibi. He can't tell... I don't know why he can't tell his wife.
Yeah, right?
Risk my neck.
I think for plausible deniability, maybe. Also because it's a movie, they need to have nobody know so that they can have Cage as Travolta.
Right. Kill everybody that knows.
Wait, so he can't tell his wife?
No.
Why?
Because...
We're unclear. Because
she'd be like, don't do it?
Because it's a movie. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe that, but also, like...
We need the drama later of her being like, you're not my husband.
Well, no, it's not that. It's like, oh, well, first you've been loving like this in years.
That's right.
I mean, one thing that they do have in common is that Travolta rocking a very wide-necked, open-chested shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
sure,
Cage.
Sure, sure.
There, yeah.
So the question, Mike,
yes,
for these bingo cards, when we have Cage in Travolta's body and Travolta does something, does that count as Cage doing something?
Ooh. I think we get to double down at that point. Yeah,
so
you get to count it all.
Both. Yep.
Count it all.
Okay, cool.
I was going to say, just follow what the movie's telling you, and now Travolta
is Cage.
Oh, so
just whatever Travolta does at that point?
I like doing it for... I mean, we already... didn't win bingo. I think
I like doubling your odds. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think it's
going to
change any of my.
Possible.
Yeah, it doesn't change any. Believe it or not, it's not going to change any whatsoever. I mean, would you say that they're locked in this sort of war with each other that is ongoing, and maybe
it's not war,
one-on-one war.
No. If they say you may have won the battle, but if they say that, I'll give you war.
Okay. Cool.
This bed kind of reminds me of James Franco's bed in Spring Breakers a little bit. It's got the same kind of shape. It's not like the clamshell bed.
He doesn't have nearly enough of his shit around.
Look
it.
At my shit.
It's all my shit.
So that's like a movie that I think I told you that my entire Fantasy Baseball League makes fun of me for.
Really?
I don't, because I've never seen it.
Oh, you'd love it.
Wait, what movie?
Spring Breakers.
Oh.
Face Waterfall.
3.
That's how you know they have a good marriage.
Yeah.
When in doubt. Rub your hand across my face.
How tired are you already of this?
He's into it. Keep doing it, Maddie.
Yeah, I'm gonna force this one. Put my foot down and my face down. Wait, that's not it. My hand down.
Either your face off.
I'm taking my face off and putting my foot down.
Oh, devastated by the loss of her husband. One last time. One last ride.
This is out of control.
Jeez Louise,
this is
two
abusive.
In one
Look,
scene.
You can tell that reaction. It's like, please stop touching.
Just waterfalls everywhere.
It's a very strange bedclothes. I mean, I guess it's not
yeah.
super, but just the way that she was sitting, it like looked like she had all the fabric in the world wrapped around her.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a weird.
It's very modest
house
though.
Dress. She looks like she could be. I don't want to say his mother, but like. An aunt?
Yeah, she
a
doesn't
young
look.
Aunt?
I yeah. didn't get. Yeah, they don't really seem.
Married?
matched, what, right, yeah.
yeah.
But they face the waterfall each other.
Smashing
Gosh,
pumpkins.
That, yeah, that room is
Tori
they
Amos. Were
constantly face waterfalling each other. I think they weren't together.
She have a tattoo?
I was going to say,
what?
Cool, new tattoo.
No, it's like makeup. It's like a star makeup.
Oh. I hope she got a face tattoo.
This guy's changing his mind. He's not even doing the thing.
He's like, Sean, I think this is a bad idea.
Yeah, I changed my mind for you.
The good news is if she got a face tattoo, she could just get a new face in this world.
That's right.
Very true. So. Although I can't imagine what the cost is of the Walsh Institute to implement
yeah.
technology.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, it's free if you just wake up there and do it yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
This guy.
I'm Mr. Walsh.
Dr. Walsh. Not
no,
Mr.
he's
Walsh.
Actually Mr. Walsh.
Oh, please. My doctor's Dr. Walsh. My father's Dr. Yes. Walsh. Please call me Mr. Walsh. Feels...
We can make you as ugly as you want to be.
Yeah.
After.
Feels strange. Like, hey, I need to pretend to be Nicolas Cage, but I also need to keep this, because this is
No,
important.
Put it back after.
Oh, put it back?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because that would have been a dead giveaway.
Oh, yeah, because his whole body's changing as well?
Yep. I'm giving the head to
it's
toe.
It's not just his face.
No, it's really like body off technology.
Well, they don't switch skin, just faces.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like,
a lot
they,
of chest hair. The same rough
that
pattern.
That wasn't Travolta, though.
That is a real weird pattern.
Yeah, are it those is. Even... Are those dummies? Huh.
They're not suggesting that's Travolta, right?
I love how they are suggesting that we are just going to take one off and put it right on the other, like, yeah, back to back.
There hasn't
been... now that looked a bit more like Travolta.
I feel like I'm never thinking, oh, maybe that's a body double.
So I guess the face is the only thing that they can't recreate. Because they can basically change everything else about you.
Right.
But face is too difficult.
Yeah.
Too
even with, like, plastic surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Suction.
I love that you're just watching this for the first time. Oh, and also horrible.
Strata continuity 100%.
Those graphics aren't nearly as good as the bomb graphics.
Can you imagine if this is your job?
Yeah.
Girl, work somewhere else.
Can you imagine if, like, the face, like, was, like, still attached to one little section?
What?
The Walsh Institute is up
to some
crazy fucked up
shit. What
is
going on?
It must be weird for Travolta to watch this, too, and be like, oh, it's
I never
face.
Realized how surreal and horrific this all
really
is.
Yeah, they're
really
showing the Walsh Institute process.
That's just gonna floaty Travolta face
Right?
I like that there's one woman's job on the staff that's just to give him a haircut.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You would want to do that first, so you didn't get the hair inside, like, your blood and, like, in the.
You'd want to be in a local.
Like, the last thing you do is take the face off, not the first thing. Call me crazy, but
call me maybe.
Hey.
Oh my goodness.
When I do a good old face transplant surgery, it's the last thing that we do.
I do really enjoy that they were very much like, well, you have the same color eyes. Oh, okay, good. So at least you're not taking off my eyes.
Yeah, at least we don't have to give you contact lenses. Heaven forbid we'd have to give you contacts.
Mike, were you saying that when you do the face transplant, the haircut, like, you wait?
I think you do it first.
Oh, you do it first. Okay. Yeah, I guess you just don't want to have hair flying around when someone's face is
that's
off.
That's what I'm... Yeah, because you don't want to get it under the face. Yeah. Like, little...
Oh, my goodness.
What's this itch
like
I constantly
forever itchy.
Have?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Oh, this is such a great effect.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I'm going to consider that magic or mysticism. Because
I'll also
that's
consider
magic,
that.
Sure.
That was a montage of...
I mean, they're not going to New Orleans,
plan.
I don't think, so I'm not going to win that way anyway, but...
No, but that was definitely a face-off montage, folks. A surgery montage.
Ooh.
That
this is Travolta, maybe you'll put on a hat.
Yeah, no, that is magic,
Wait,
Joey.
Wait, green eyes? They made such a big deal.
Yeah,
because
blue eyes.
Like
yeah.
Arthur C. Clarke said, magic is only technology that you cannot understand.
Yeah.
Or magic is just things that science haven't explained yet. Is that another quote?
I think that's the same
sounds
quote.
About
the
same quote.
Said correctly.
So I can win if Cage is on screen with an animal... If there's subtitles, if they go to New Orleans.
He's about to cry.
I'm going to go ahead and say that
and
switching your face is an overreaction.
No, I think that's a very appropriate reaction.
What?
There's been more than one overreaction. You can cross that off. I just wouldn't use that
you
as
just
an example.
That, that's
F-U,
just
F-U,
not
F-U,
it for
F-U.
You.
That's a freak out.
Here
How about
comes.
That? You made this choice, sir.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but now he's trapped in the body of the man he spent 6 years hunting.
Cage
the man
cries.
Who killed his son.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he signed up for.
Yeah, right.
I know. He seems to be forgetting what he signed
cries,
up for.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He cried.
So now if we get a New Orleans, I went in two different directions.
Oh, my God. I have not won.
Now, would you consider what he did a gamble?
For sure.
Gambling.
You do.
I'm gonna win at the very end of the movie when he dies. But it's not gonna be until then.
Well, that's a spoiler.
Oh. Well, it's a ways off. We'll forget.
I like that this is the line that they used to...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've got a hair in my face.
Exactly.
It's getting there. Almost.
Matching percentage.
Almost. See this line twice? Alright, we're good. You're good.
Let's keep the movie moving.
I can't believe they're keeping him alive, but...
Well, that's Travolta's body.
No, it's
that's
not.
Cage's
it's
body.
Cage still, yeah.
Oh, man. My brain's getting warped.
Oh, this is when they bring him to the future jail, Supermax prison. Which I heard originally there was a script for like an entire movie that took place there or something. It's like that new Stallone movie, Prison Breaker. Also, there was supposed to be like way more futuristic stuff. Like this was actually supposed to take place like way in the future. I think there was that was like originally in.
But this is like modern day, right?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be modern day. But they wanted, in order to sell like the face-off technology, they were thinking of setting it in the future.
Yeah, but like you don't need to do that. Like just like say like, oh, it exists
in this
world. Yeah,
because they said we had the ear thing, 3D printer. We could do anything.
Yep. There you go. Yeah, the Cage Cry gave me my second bingo as well.
Look at you!
All right, second bingo. I haven't even gotten one.
He's so great. All those face waterfalls pumping you up.
I guess so.
Alright, is this...
I feel like Joe Bob Briggs is in this movie too at some point, and I'm gonna freak out when he shows up.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, the Monster Vision guy. I used to watch him all the time on, like, USA Up All Night and Monster Vision.
Alright, Cage in Jail.
He's making a comeback.
Is that,
is that Bob Vance? No.
No, that's John Carroll Lynch. He's not the Zodiac.
Oh, okay, not Zodiac.
He was the Zodiac.
Spoiler. Naked
nudity.
I ain't that.
The Geneva Convention is void. Amnesty International doesn't know we exist. He's the train man. On Mobile F. He makes the rules.
And the rules are...
I forgot about these
mag
boots.
Yeah, what's... keep him from running.
Yeah, they're magnetized.
But like,
this is another little prestige moment where
get out of
Christian
this
Bale in prison. We haven't a Cage voiceover yet, right?
No.
I don't think so. We haven't had him eating, although he's talked an awful lot about what he can do.
Oh yeah.
Oh, maybe he'll eat something now.
They're going to be in the cafeteria. I don't remember if he eats or not, though.
All the prisoners wearing.
Yeah. Why is this actually not a thing in prison?
Well, because I feel like Amnesty International or whatever would have a problem with it.
Yeah, I could see some concerns.
Maybe it's like in the Geneva Convention that you can't.
I think they use him at Guantanamo.
Oh, Cage on screen with an animal? Oh! So close.
So close. Yeah.
It went from deer to not deer, and Cage came on, so...
That guy's here.
Oh, he's made a lot of enemies in here, hasn't he?
What's weird is that, like, it's not like he's the cop that put everybody away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just like another supervillain. That's like the Joker going to prison and all of Arkham being like, we don't like you.
Yeah.
Joker wouldn't... Yeah, he would go straight to Arkham. He'd get his own cell. I don't think he'd ever be in Gen Pop.
No, he's like the Hannibal Lecter...
Bane would be more like go to regular prison Bane, and he walks in through the yard and it just parts for him.
I like that both Cage and Travolta both have connections to this guy. Do I look wasted? Is that the line?
That's the guy who helps him escape.
Better line.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, what is this?
Dude, is that Thomas Jane?
It looks kind of like him.
Holy shit.
Mickey Mantle himself.
Yeah, Jack Kerouac himself.
Cage starts running. Bingo.
Alright, there's so many people in this movie. Okay, let's go.
No one touch his face, please.
Yep, Thomas Jane, Burt Hicks.
Is that really him? Wow.
Burt Hicks, holy crap.
Here we go.
One of the ultimate faces.
Get ready for it.
Wow.
Just in case you didn't know, I had to do that little rock guitar.
He's got to prove that he loves this.
Woo!
One thing I feel like never ever properly conveyed is just how bad prisons must smell.
And wait a minute, that's Frank Sabaka.
Is it? Where?
The one he beat up.
We're going to need a full-on printout of the extended cast list to face off.
That guy?
Yeah.
Is Nicolas Cage, like, actually a big guy? Like, should I be buying that he's doing well in a prison fight?
I think so. He's a pretty big dude.
That's super gif-able.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Bauer.
There he is. Yeah, that's totally him.
Oh, Marco plays a recreation guard here in prison somewhere, so.
That is definitely.
He plays Dubov.
Like, have you seen him when they've done the zoom ins on their face? Because that's him.
I, like, looked up, but I didn't actually, like, pay attention. See, now there's that boots. Him?
Yeah.
Look, Marco, recreational guard. Mm. He's in here somewhere.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The beard throws me. Like, I have such a hard time when people change their hair, or now apparently beard, that I can't... But it's definitely... I can definitely see it now.
I love that you have beard blindness.
I have hair blindness and I have beard blindness.
Hair... beards are kind of hair. It's a type of hair.
If it's hair on your head, wherever it is, it confuses me.
This part's awesome. Because, like... I say he goes like Skeletor.
Just like Spinal Tap, he's back from the dead.
What?
He's that psychotic.
They know what
just
they're doing
with
this.
Just straight up.
Yep.
Oh my god. Oh.
Doesn't
and
scream like The Bride though in Kill Bill.
No. This feels like something more out of like a Spider-Man movie where like
also,
Doc Ock
like,
wakes up.
You know, he's like on life support. Like, they don't have anyone hanging out around in the,
Yeah, and he's the most wanted criminal in the world, and he's been left alone at this institute.
Ugh.
I wonder if you can feel that you have no face.
It's probably very breezy.
Yeah, right?
So cold.
Oh, I thought they, like, gave him Travolta's face as, like, a placeholder.
No, his is in the water.
God, that has to be pretty alarming.
Right?
Wake up alone.
Some
no
amazing
face.
Noises.
Cage grunts if you didn't already have it.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Right? Welcome.
So why is he talking like that? Because he has no lips, right?
Because he's got no lurch.
He put a lot of thought into this. He
oh, Cage on the
home.
Phone.
Oh, good, good, good. Cage on the phone.
That's cool. That's cool.
We're gonna deal with it.
There's a chance I could get a blackout on this card. I would have to go to Las Vegas and New Orleans.
There's like no chance I'm getting my bingo, but I'm gonna have a lot of spots.
Who is he speaking to?
Lars.
His friend Lars.
This guy with the real Joker face.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Walsh.
Oh.
Oh, so he did have help.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, they basically, like, kidnapped the doctor into, like, performing the surgery.
That makes a lot more sense. The way I remembered
Walsh,
it, he just kind of stumbled around and
dad.
Was like, oh, I figured this out.
He's watching the surgery video? That's awesome.
But who's going to give him his haircut?
Wait, are they going to grow his hair out and
yeah.
give him extra fat around the belly?
A wig, and they can just take the fat that took off Travolta and stick it in his belly.
That's a pretty tits line.
Your groovy painkillers?
Yeah. I partook a few.
It's
I do like that he's still smoking without a face.
Yeah,
like,
I
probably
know.
Causing irreparable damage to his, like, muscles. He has no eyelids anymore.
Oh, my God.
I guess it's
very addicting to smoke, guys. It's the hardest thing I ever did was quit smoking. So if your face is off and you really need a cigarette, you're going to have one.
So this movie is particularly great because in this world right now, there are two Nicolas Cages.
That's true.
One more waterfall. Face waterfall.
Oh,
face waterfall. Face waterfall.
I'm counting them all.
Before, you had four?
I had four. He also, speaking of 3D printers, is in Jurassic Park 3 as Dr. Alan Grant's new research assistant, who is a total...
loser.
If they remade it today, that would be Thomas Middleditch.
Middleditch, who's in Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Really? Is that in the world of... Is that in the Kong Skull Island world?
Is it in...
Kong Skull Island?
It's, yes, it's in the last Godzilla movie universe and the Kong Skull Island okay. universe. Because Monarch is like the research division.
Gotcha.
Throughout all of it.
Wow. He really doesn't believe him.
5X, fake drug.
Yeah?
Made up for movies.
It's in multiple movies?
It's in multiple movies, yeah. Another made up drug.
Ooh, a sex sandwich.
Mm. Sandwich time. Which unfortunately was closed. Hell-A, dude. That's how we...
Yeah,
you just
on.
You just gave a tell.
He just wants to make his little brother's work, you know, like, share it with the world.
Yeah, he's an artist.
He's a great older brother.
He's just like, consider Cage owns the gallery and his brother's the painter.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Like, you don't think the cops would have been like, search the LA Convention Center because it's one of the biggest...
So, what's super cool,
public
right?
places.
Is we're 50 minutes into the movie. We still have an hour and a half left.
We're already almost an hour done with this.
But he now knows... what he needs to know.
Where the bomb is. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, he's just got to convince the guards he's not actually Nicolas Cage. He's got to get out of prison. Guess what? Doesn't work out well.
Wow.
But wait until you see how well it doesn't work out. Because, like, this should be it. I'm home free. I'm going yep. home right now. My visitor's coming to take me away.
You'll never guess who his visitor is. Go ahead, guess.
The girl.
Nope.
What?
You guessed wrong.
Guess what's more dramatic?
What's the most dramatic?
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Yeah, what a great
already. I thought we were going to see the whole thing happening.
Right?
No, it's
wow. So he still has a Travolta blue eyes.
They are cutting to the chase.
That is really something.
It's Vinny Chase.
Oh, yeah. It's the hair.
Oh, Travolta's such a good actor.
Yeah, he is really good.
That
he plays
is something.
When I saw this when I was younger, I used to think he would play Nicolas Cage better than Cage played Travolta.
But they're both.
Yeah.
They're both great.
We'll see. Well, I don't really.
Because now Travolta is playing Cage playing Travolta.
Yeah.
Cage is playing Travolta.
It's so campy.
I think it's just Cage has more of like body language and pantomime you could sort of cover.
Yeah, that's true.
Hot. That's
oh my
one
God.
Of the best lines. So great. Everyone who knows about you's gone.
Also, not only does everybody you know about, but most of the people who in the world who know how to do the surgery, who know the technology exists, are now dead too.
And he basically burned down the whole institute. Bunch of mad science going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, that's why I recognize him too. Another guy from The Wire.
Yeah.
Bunny Colvin.
I'm so wrapped up in this.
Okay, so, they found the doctor, whatever. How do they know about the special ops in Tito, though?
Because the doctor knew.
The
files were probably sitting around the Institute wide open.
Oh, man. Travolta?
Amazing.
Killing it.
Travolta would probably be a good Joker.
Hey, would have been, yeah.
Would
I think
been.
He might be a little...
No,
I'm really looking forward to Joaquin's Joker.
Really
you hear Zazie Beetz got... she's going to be in that movie,
Joker.
Too?
My guess is she's going to be Harley.
Ooh.
That would be, she'd be a great Harley. But like I said, like Travolta really hasn't dabbled in superhero movies. He was the villain in the Thomas Jane Punisher, which is a Thomas Jane connection.
Okay,
here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. That's as far as he really got.
Was Battlefield Earth technically a comic book?
That's an L. Ron Hubbard book, believe it or not.
That's right.
They that's only half the story.
This is the best.
Twice as there's a whole other part of the book they didn't film.
Was it well noted as like a horrible, horrible?
Oh, it's disastrous.
It's real bad.
I couldn't love it more. I just get so much joy out of that movie, especially Travolta.
Yes.
Rat brain, man animals.
He's definitely forced to do that.
Well, I think it was like, you know, anything L. Ron is involved in, I gotta be involved in.
It's like he's looking at me with fresh eyes.
Oh, he's got another great line coming up here that I tried to pull off a lot in high school. Never worked. He's like, I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. Maybe I got that backwards.
What's great? See, I know your name. It's me, your husband.
Yeah, right.
I know, it's almost voiceover to himself. Like,
they're both doing the same thing. He's like, yeah, I fed you the pills for years. It's a 5X.
Maybe she could perform the surgery. That would be hilarious if, like, just she's a nurse, but I'm the only one who can do it.
All of the doctors in L.A. have died. Oh.
Oh, Peach again. Give me that tongue.
There we go.
Oh,
Wonderful.
This is beautiful. He's actually going to fix their marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Because he said he's got a lonely wife to fuck. Also, he's going to fix the father-daughter relationship.
Sort of, kind of.
Actually, it goes a lot better than you would expect, Castor Troy, with a teenage daughter in the house to go.
It starts creepy, but gets better.
Oh, is this a diary? There you go.
State night. I love the idea of this sort of mass murderer thrust into the domestic life, like the suburbs. Like, it's so fish out of water.
Haven't made love in 2 months.
Yeah. If only Castor Troy knew about Sean Archer's personal life, then I feel like he wouldn't fuck with him. He'd be like, this dude's pathetic. I'm just going to leave him alone. Like, it's so sad.
Well, just remember, Pop's got a brand new bag.
Is that a... Oh, my friend had that Bjork poster. My friend Amy had that. That's the only big thing on her wall.
What's Hurl Girl?
Oh, no.
Ugh.
This is
pretty
strange.
Creepy. Although, she's just kind of... I guess no one's supposed to be home, so I guess I could see why she's just hanging out in her underwear, but...
She also just seems really comfortable, like...
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, Dad, let me cover up.
Well, I feel like that her brother's death has really left a toll on the family.
Yeah.
There we go.
Does Travolta dance in this movie? Oh, there he goes a little bit. Because that was another thing when he...
After
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, he
danced and everything.
Well, even before that, because of Saturday Night Fever, he was known
and
as
Grease.
A dancer.
Yeah.
But I feel like in every single one of his movies, he needs to do a little dance. Almost like Sam Rockwell.
Yeah. To the point where they wrote a movie about him dancing through a gunfight.
And they actually made it.
Yeah.
Like, that movie was written for him to... Dance fight.
Uh-oh. First order of business, get Pollux out of prison. Second order of business, keep Cage in prison forever.
Yep. Oh. I always thought this was a way more, like,
efficient sort of cell with the bars on top like that, you know?
Efficient in what way? Because you can't get them in or out easily.
Yeah, I actually think this person is great.
just in keeping them secluded and secured. And yeah. Whoa, that guy has like a Brolin thing going, or like even a, dude, even like a Tatum thing.
Who, which guy?
The guy with him sitting there.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho never looked this conservative ever again in her entire life. Like, I knew her as a comedian before this, and obviously after she went on to be like a real like outspoken like sexual sort of comedian with lots of tattoos and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I can't believe how conservative she looks in this.
I love it. She can do everything.
Fresh tactics. I love being able to see Pollock just like joyfully eating his food in the TV.
Yeah.
That's him.
It's kind of nice to see an old big old tube TV also.
Wait, so how does Pollux know? I guess they've talked in the meantime?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pollux is going to be the guy to tell them where the bomb is, and then it's going to make Sean a big star.
I like that Travolta essentially insulted his own chin. He's like, I hate this chin.
Yeah, he was a really good sport.
I thought Nicolas Cage must have been a really good sport when they were showing, like, now we're going to have to recede your hairline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, technically, Travolta is getting what he wants if they report the bomb.
Yes.
At the convention center. So, like, it worked. It just, you know.
Except he's stuck in prison.
Yeah. Except you're stuck in
his
prison.
Enemy's body.
Yeah.
And you never
This
get
is
to
a
go
real
home.
Freaky Friday situation we have
it?
Going on here.
And not a little dicky Freaky Friday either.
No. True.
Especially not a little dicky Maryland girls soccer team or whatever that bus full of. Do you remember that story?
No. What?
There was a group full of like a college sports team, all white girls, singing that song and singing like the N-word a lot, and like it went on the internet, and like people like got real mad about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then they're like, oh no, like, these are just like dumb girls being dumb. Don't ruin their lives for this.
Yeah, well, people need to learn to be less dumb. So
it's true.
There's a balance.
What I love about the character of Caster Troy now in Travolta is that he's able to. Aside from this wonderful, wonderful dancing,
oh,
is he's able to like flip the script and be like, okay, instead of blowing people up, I'm just going to be a hero cop now.
Yep. Psychopath. As long as he gets the attention.
Yeah, I dig this character.
Oh my god, the flames!
I love it.
4-3-0-1-9.
Drama!
Disarmed me.
2 seconds to go.
So I like that in prison, they only watch a Nature Channel until it's time to change over to CNN.
Yeah.
This won't rile people up at all, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
right.
He's holding it up like a trophy.
Ooh. What exactly does it mean? Unclear.
Just love how he gloats.
General
it's
gist.
The flare with which it was
now
said.
Our side's got the ball.
So
sorry.
It's like back in the newsroom. Who do you think he was addressing? I don't know. Who do you think he could have been talking to? His son? No, his son was shot dead. Oh, I don't know.
Really got his groove back.
Like, I know we're supposed to feel bad for Travolta in Cage's body, but I just am having too much fun with Travolta as Cage.
Yeah. Yep.
He's
doing
a
good job. He is doing a good job.
To care. Because Sean Archer is like...
It's such...
Kind of boring.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he was in such a rut because of trying to capture Cage.
Yeah.
But it's funny, it's like he's not even basking in the prestige of it. It's someone else's. Uh-oh.
Yes, in fact. Hey-o.
Fire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I'm going to strangle you to death on my lunch break. Oh, the President of the United States?
You tell the President to hold.
Oh my gosh, that's like his...
That's his move.
What? His tell. He can't touch a butt without creaming his pants.
Yeah. And now here he is, romancing his lonely wife.
This guy's having a good day.
Could this sounds not a little like the Jurassic better. Park theme.
Ooh.
For a minute there.
Lobsters in a basket. They look fake, though. They look like prop.
That's a lot Lobsters. Of candles.
No, it's not going to fizzle out tonight, I can tell you that much.
We got so many candles, I love it.
I love the idea that Castor Troy talked to the President of the United States on the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, be suspicious.
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah, where's the cranky, boring, you know, uninteresting husband that I love?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's what you're looking for. Right, Andrew?
Stop.
Right?
You
still...
Well, I guess you could also see it like he finally captured the guy he's been hunting.
Right.
The guy's like last remaining potential negative devastation on the world has been handled.
But she doesn't see it that way. That's weird. That's what's weird is that she's not like,
yeah,
she's I'm willing to celebrate this moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get real deep into their marriage.
Yeah.
I would think if I were him and he's like just having fun, he's like taunting this guy.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, he's going to want... Well, if I guess if he's not... He's a narcissist, right? So
yeah.
He's going to want these things attributed to himself at
sure.
some point. So he'll out himself eventually.
Like he'll want his own face back eventually. And like
yeah, or he'll want credit in some way.
Because he's going to get bored with his life real
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, of the two, Archer definitely has the more boring life. I can't believe this fucking Thomas Jane. Yeah. How do you get there?
The beginning of the plan. I don't remember what the plan is, though.
Step one, get a cigarette.
Yeah, it yeah. seems like it.
Step two, get thrown in the clink.
Step three, profit.
And he really wanted a cigarette.
Yeah.
Again, this would be my dad in prison.
They all love him.
I know that guy.
I also don't know how any of these guards aren't taking the cigarette away from him.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
I just like that he came up with a plan and instantly, like, didn't question it, just jumped right into it.
So this is where Joe Bob Briggs shows up. That's him talking now.
Wait, so who's Joe Bob Briggs?
So he is a B-movie film critic who had his own show during the 80s and 90s on like USA and TNT where he would watch old monster movies and then come in between the shows and talk about kind of like an Elvira, but
okay.
He was more like a drive-in guy and like from Texas. That's him.
Gotcha.
And he was great. You could find a lot of his clips on YouTube and Shudder, the Shudder Network is trying to bring him back to do some stuff. So.
Okay.
So it's just really strange that he's got a cameo here. Yeah, he likes his set is basically a trailer park, and he's got like a beer cozy and a beach chair, and he just sits down and watches the movies.
Tubov.
Oh, that so really he, worked out to have.
Yeah,
a it's
right?
a very that simple cigarette. Yet complicated plan. There's elegance in its simplicity.
Yeah, but the guy, his plan was
burn the guy with a cigarette,
and then trust a guy that
right.
has just been
trust a guy that thinks he had what? A threesome with his sister and mother, yeah. or wife, sister and wife, mother and wife.
Oh God, I don't...
sister.
And... Either way,
take your pick. yeah.
No, his wife and the sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to get the mom involved with the sister. I'm sorry, guys. But then again, it's like Castor Troy's friend, so
that's
who knows?
A crazy scream.
Yeah, right?
He has no shoes. The odds are really against him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got their magnetic boots off.
I guess he lost all hope.
Uh-oh, sulfuric acid just lying around.
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well labeled.
What? That is crazy.
Acid bomb?
I like how it was an open container that he threw up in the air and nothing... came out of it until he exploded.
It's magic.
That's true.
I like how...
Look at him.
Him and Dubov.
He's made friends with the...
Yeah.
Dang. A real pal.
Yeah, right?
If he ever needs a job at the docks, I'm sure he could get hooked up.
Now, why is there rioting going on outside of that room? Like, how does the rest of the prison know that they're making a break for it?
I don't know. I guess because all the guards are getting called there?
Okay. Oh.
So maybe they're going to turn off the magnetic field, I guess.
Yeah. Bad dog.
Get out.
No, Dubov.
Lots of rolling around, too.
Yeah.
To dodge stuff. Oh, oh, oh.
I wasn't yelling at Gilbert, you know, right? Gilbert's being a very good boy right now.
Oh, no, he's a good boy.
He's taking a bath, now he's sleeping.
There was a noise from your surround sound that I thought was him whining, and that's why I was like, what?
Oh.
Well, he turned off the dampeners.
Danger.
Oh, man.
I like that he wouldn't let Dubov shoot a guy, but he's killing multiple guards. Oh, that was Dubov who did that, though.
No, Dubov.
No.
But he gets killed for it.
Give me the gun.
I don't know why I care.
What happened to the guy that just shot up there? Are we not worried that he's going to shoot again?
I think, well, Thomas Jane was about to take the guard out down below, so I think he'd, like, shot, and then Thomas Jane, like, oh, no, there, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, now.
Now he did it.
Gosh, what a scary job. A
lot of government employees getting killed in this movie.
There's just like fireworks going off now. He's gonna make it.
It would be cool if they were in the middle of the ocean, like it was an escape plan, but it's not.
Yeah, it is, basically.
Is it?
The escape plan was on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's like half escape plan. Because that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
On a rig.
Okay.
Which,
like
prison boat, pretty good idea.
Station.
It's Deepwater Horizon.
This so brilliant.
That is not
Ooh,
no, that
yay!
Was a stunt double.
Oh.
Wow.
I thought he was jumping into the water.
He looked kind of like Bobby Flay, the stunt double.
You never know.
I'm so engrossed in this movie.
Yeah.
There's
this
no commentary.
Very,
this
is a great sequence.
So fun to watch.
Like we said, I don't know who listens to these. I don't know if people actually listen to these. Like, we know people listen to the other episodes. I know people download these. I don't know if people listen to these. I don't know if they watch the movie while listening to it.
Oh,
I don't know
the way
how
to do
people
it, yeah.
consume it. That's the goal.
Ooh, cage on fire.
Why
would
you
put those boots on?
It's fun to watch it and listen to the commentary, because...
Well, that's the
yeah,
theory.
You just have.
Do either of you have helicopter?
You while you're trying to watch the movie?
Oh, I guess there was a helicopter earlier.
Oh, yeah.
There's a helicopter at the beginning, but then there's another helicopter.
Yes.
Splash.
Oh, he's fallen for a long time. Keep your feet together.
Yeah.
I have 20 of 25 boxes crossed off. I only need Las Vegas and New Orleans, which I don't think we're going to get. Cage voiceover, which I don't think we're going to get. On screen with an animal and subtitles.
Is Cage a producer?
No, no, not yet. That sort of happens like mid-2000s and later.
Could someone wear a hat, please?
Cage wears a hat or just someone wears a hat?
Well, now they're both Cage, right?
That's true, they're both Cage. It's the anniversary.
This has got to be awkward for Castor Troy coming up.
Just think I'm over it now.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me anymore.
Oh, Michael Archer.
He was only five.
Not four. Even. Four. Four and change.
Yeah.
He loves sharks.
He's like, oh yeah, this.
I remember when I killed, I mean, when he was killed.
Oh, the defining, it feels like Street Fighter, where he's like, the defining moment of your life for you was just a Tuesday for me.
Who says that?
And Bison to Chun-Li, he's like, the day I murdered your father and destroyed your village and changed your life, to me, was a Tuesday. It's just like, how did they actually write a good line in that movie?
He's not happy.
Oh, he just found out he broke out of prison.
Almost a face waterfall.
Almost. I know. So close.
But this is, like, he wouldn't because he's Cage. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't, Cage doesn't know about the face waterfalls.
Right.
Oh, that's why he was touching your face. It was a face reference. Like, you don't even understand why he's coming.
Right.
You must trust me.
You, lucky to still have your original face.
Yeah,
I mean,
you wouldn't understand.
I think it's rare that you get, like, an actual, like, close-up of a key box at, like, a... But, in La La Land...
Oh, yeah.
I do.
I love that trick, though. It's such a great trick. It's like, oh, yeah.
Steal a car?
No, well, yeah, but to use the key fob...
Yep.
...thing.
Again, this is just a prequel to La La Land.
What point does Travolta save Jazz again?
Soon. They go to Seb's. They got a chicken on a stick real soon.
Oh, good. Okay, I thought she was just like a nurse, but that's good. She's a doctor.
Oh no.
Oh, and she's
oh,
like.
Oh, we just assumed she was a nurse.
Well, I did, but
the
she's
doctor
like a.
Was a woman.
She's like a pediatrician, right? She's a child doctor. She works on with kids.
Oh.
It would have been cool, though, if she was the doctor that performed the face-off.
On that doctor
But
note,
she
would have
been
though,
killed.
I called IT recently to help my boss with an issue, and at one point during the call, the IT person was like, well, you could tell him this. Like, my boss is a woman, sir!
Dare you.
Just assume.
Ugh.
Oh.
Cage on the phone if anybody has that. Oh, we had that before.
Just took it up a level.
Oh, yeah, we had that when he made the call from the hospital.
Yeah.
From the Walsh Institute.
Oh, wait, I listened to the La La Land podcast that you did.
Oh, yeah, I did send that to you, didn't I?
Yeah. Mike, were you in that one? I don't remember.
No.
Just me and my friend Joe, and Joe hates that
Joe,
movie.
That's right, the two Joes.
La La Land, yeah.
Dun, 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 Green Ribbon?
I really like the movie, so... Hey, here we go.
I feel like La La Land has like this weird track record where like everybody loved it, and then there was a backlash. People were like, it's not that good.
I never said that, but yeah, I hear ya.
And then when it didn't win the Best Picture, when Moonlight rightfully won over it...
I mean, yeah, I like Moonlight more, but...
Validation, vindication.
I wouldn't go that. I wouldn't say that.
You drug dealer.
He let you talk to him that way?
What an apartment.
Yeah, it looks like Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
I didn't even assume that this was a home. I was like, this is a restaurant that they're at.
Oh, maybe you're right.
No, it's his home. This is in L.A. It's like their criminal lair.
That's great.
Just millions and millions and millions of dollars.
I know, yeah.
I'm your favorite peach.
This
into the lion's
like, maybe I'll just live this life.
Like, I could get used to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Box of stuff.
This is just on like a freaking Thursday afternoon. Yeah, we're just hanging.
Custom.
Wait, so fingerprint-wise?
Unclear.
Okay.
But he doesn't... That's never going to give him away.
More like to prove his identity.
Oh, good call, yeah. Teeth. He's going to say it.
What, the digital line?
Mm-hmm. He's going to sit in line.
Is he blind? He's because he's blind.
It looks like he's got a blind eye, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not two different color eyes. It's just blind in one eye.
No. Which is weird, because didn't he, like, point a gun at the other eye earlier in the movie? So I guess he was going to make him fully blind?
They're worried about him. Oof.
That's the Archer way. I love this guy. He's really trying to keep it together now. Oh, but he just got dosed, too, so...
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was he drinking?
They drugged him. But, like, recreational drugs.
Yeah.
Drugged him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what drugs do you put in water? Like, to dissolve in water? Like, from a pill?
I guess, like, maybe, like... Mescaline or something? I don't know.
It's the only way to fly.
Here it comes.
That's the line, Maddie.
Wow. That was the tits. You are correct.
The little boy's wee wee room.
Wow. I'm only going to have two more marks off, and then not going to get bingo till the very end.
Love it.
You say it five or six more times.
New home decor theme.
Yeah, I really don't even know where you would begin explaining the technology to someone who doesn't know it exists.
Ah.
Again, a vampire's kissy.
Yeah.
That he's haunted by what he sees in the mirror or doesn't see in the mirror.
No scarring.
Yeah.
Technology is going in.
It's me, not me. Me.
That has a great Joker face.
Oh, that's the picture on the thing that John sent us from England.
Girl,
oh, yes,
that
that's
room.
Where one was from. Okay, yep. Good.
I'm not dead, I'm me.
That's delicate, honey.
Travolta starting to get a little more intense, unravel a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants that face back.
Just
he's
maybe.
Been in his body for what, like 2 days? He's already like scraping at the door to get out.
Is that Danny Masterson?
Yes,
gosh,
it is.
Another Scientologist.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And he's playing, from what I read in the papers, a part that he's kind of good at, which is date raper. Because I heard
oh,
that he
really?
Is a
allegedly
a very handsy type of guy. But, like, alleged a lot.
He
do you think that
like
Travolta
right
recruited him for this? Like, from... Because like
maybe.
Part of
I'll
it is, like,
all,
like they always want you to recruit other people.
Connections.
Ooh.
Oh, I was thinking he was already in the church.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That's why he got the part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Travolta going, we got to squeeze another Scientologist
in here. I
think he
grew up as a Scientologist.
That's what I heard,
oh,
too.
Because, like, on Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath, she would always talk about how she would, like, get yelled at, like, repeatedly
for not recruiting
Kevin
yeah.
James. Like,
I
why are you
well.
With him every day and you can't recruit him? She's like, he doesn't want to join.
Also, he was, like,
yeah.
Catholic or something.
Yeah,
like,
right. Well, that's why Scientologists suck.
Love it.
What a
I
line.
Mean, not to slut shame, just love the line.
Wait, what was the line?
Dress up like Halloween and ghouls will try to get in your pants.
Aye.
Oh, look at him with his cigarette holder.
They bond over this.
Yeah.
Smoking. Kind of like her nail polish, though. Like.
Yeah, I mean, she's not like she's not.
Yeah, she's.
She's
not
dressing up slutty. She's just dressing up in like
gothy
ghoulish
kind of
attire.
She's gothic almost.
Yeah. Someone else's face. Who was on our Face Off episode? Was that Mike Flynn?
I believe so.
Who was on our Leaving Las Vegas episode? Was it just us?
Might have been just us. Yeah, I wish we had like a.
I have a list.
We have the list. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I have a feeling that this scene was cut from the UK version because.
Is that why you twisted? So
butterfly knives and nunchucks. You can't show them on screen.
Really?
In UK.
That's the problem?
That's a problem.
So they can't even... They just can't see the Outsiders.
Is that? Is there a lot of that in the Outsiders?
There's so much butterfly knives in the Outsiders.
I gotta rewatch that. I haven't seen that since high school. He just said he was the king, so if there's an Elvis or Beatles thing...
Oh.
Wait. He did say I'm the king.
Leaving Las Vegas was just us. Man, we did... Up until The Rock, which was episode 28, we only had four guests.
Oh, wow.
Larson on Birdie, Eric Anderson on Moonstruck, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Todd on Vampire's Kiss, Moonstruck. And Jordan on Wild at Heart.
Crazy. I thought we started way earlier with a lot more.
No, I think people just didn't know. They just didn't know.
Yeah. That seems right, actually.
And now... Now we just, like, rarely have episodes without guests.
Right.
Although we got one on Charlie's coming up, or two coming on Charlie's coming up soon. Yeah, Snow White 2 and Gringo.
I might be able to find a guest for Gringo. Not that she won't want to watch Snow White 2, but she might want to watch Gringo. Mm. Well, I mean, we could always ask Jeremy back. He's doing Snow White 1, right? If he really
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, but he's doing it because Kristen Stewart, not because of Snow White.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
That's a pretty cool movie, not to...
The first Snow White?
Give too much away. Yeah, that first one with Kristen Stewart.
Travolta's very hairy knuckles.
So now they both want the same thing. They both want to switch faces back.
Mm-hmm.
But... Travolta in... Cage in Travolta's body... wants to do more first. Like, he wants to have... He's like a 10-step plan to take over the world, kind of.
Mm. Right. He's starting an anti-terrorism task force.
Yep.
And
so he can take out all the rivals, and then their crew can rise to prominence.
Yeah. And then it's
going
to...
Then switch. And also probably kill Archer.
But also, that's like months in the making. You know what I mean? Like, that's not... Or years, even. That's not like a, hey, let's do that this week thing.
He'd probably just be better off staying where he is. Like... For his plan, for Cage, not for Travolta.
Yeah. Cage, no back tattoo in this movie. So either the one in Leaving Las Vegas was for that movie, or covered up in this. But I don't think it would be covered up in this. But possibly.
Really? I don't think it'd be for that movie without being shown. I don't know. I wish there was a comprehensive guide to Cage tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Mikey, we gotta rewatch them all and just talk about them.
Well, we gotta meet him in person and ask if we could take photographs of his, of all
that's
his
a bridge
tattoos.
Too far.
This kid, I feel like, was in a lot of 90s movies.
A kid?
Yeah, it looks familiar.
Oh, wait, I might have mentioned by accident Elizabeth Berkley in the last movie, but she was in Showgirls with Elizabeth Berkley.
Okay. Rated X.
So, also, talking about FBI and Vegas and Twin Peaks, Kyle MacLachlan. Is that some Kyle MacLachlan?
He's in Showgirls?
Yeah.
Wait, whoa. Oh my gosh, he needs to get out of there.
Oh, he's a year older than your dead son that died a year ago. Guns are bad.
Now I'm gonna kill you, kid.
Does he have cool pajamas on and it's just horses? I guess they're just horses and horses.
Oh, like the carousel?
Oh, shit.
Damn. Wow. Showgirls, Gina Gershon,
Face
Elizabeth
waterfall.
Berkley, Kyle MacLachlan.
Face waterfall through time.
Ooh, dissolving the face waterfall. That's like a 5 and 6.
You'll do 5 and 6. Wow. That was powerful. Michael.
Oh.
And we were just talking about Bound before, too, right? And
oh, that's right. So. She's in Bound, too, yeah.
Yeah.
With Tilly.
Well, Bound, too, is Kanye.
No, not... I mean, also. Wait.
Adam.
Kanye has an album called Bound, too?
It's a song.
Oh, really? I haven't listened to a single Kanye song since College Dropout.
Well, that's the one that the video that Seth Rogen and James Franco recreated.
Oh, that one, Kim Carr? That I missed that.
Well, this guy's a pro's pro. He's just like, it's fine. I'll get up.
But it goes in line with, like, underreacting. He's like, I'm just going to waltz through this shootout.
Yeah. Mm.
I always get this confused. I always think it's Wonderful World, but it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
I do like their absolute disregard.
Yeah, they are just firing at random.
Yeah, like kids included.
Yeah. Plus, he's in charge of stuff, so he knows who's in there.
The cop.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think also he knows his brother's not in there. He doesn't care about the rest of them.
Not even his son?
Well, he doesn't know Adam's his kid, right?
Oh, right. He doesn't know Adam's his son.
Doesn't he look like...
Click, click, bang.
What's that drag queen... didn't win because the first season came in second.
On Drag Race?
Yeah. Not Bumi Zahara, came in second.
Nina Flowers.
Yeah, doesn't he seem like Nina Flowers?
Yeah, I
feel like
that's
a real deep reference, and probably the only reference to Drag Race we'll ever have on Cage Club.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned.
Well, thank you. You say from season one?
Yeah, we just watched... Well, we went back.
Oh, okay.
We hadn't seen the first 3 seasons, so we just watched the first season.
Look at Gina Gershon with a gun.
She looks pretty good with it.
You know what I watched recently? I watched Hurricane Heist.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. Yeah. I've seen the first sequence.
Maggie Grace is kind of a cool, badass action star.
Oh, wait. Shannon?
Shannon from Lost.
Wow.
Worthless Shannon, who only took a little bit of high school French.
I love Shannon until they... Yeah, when they...
And
whatever happened to, whatever happened to her happened, I was very disappointed.
Just her and Boone and Saeed.
Oh, Saeed. One of the best. I'm not sure if he was my favorite, but definitely top 3.
Why was the kid there? Does he live at the lair?
I think he lives at the lair.
If that kid, like, if this was the real world, that kid would either turn out to be, like, the coolest person ever, yeah. or,
right?
like, the yeah. most well-adjusted, or, like, the most, like, messed Disturbed. Up kid of all time.
He's gonna have real weird associations to that song.
I used to think that was, like, you know, yeah, like, right? Jesse James, the bike crafter and everything. Like, I used to think that
the
about
one that
him.
Cheated on Sandra
exactly.
Bullock.
Until he cheated on Sandra Bullock. I was like, well, there's a guy with, like, a really cool lineage, and he's like living up to it by being like a badass and stuff. And then he had to go and do that to Sandy. It's like,
yeah,
dick.
Of course, with Sandy.
What an
this
asshole.
Is exactly what you were talking about with the director, though. Like, it's mm-hmm. extreme yep. violence, and then
yes.
like this soft kind of.
This is beautiful. his thesis right here. Is this sequence?
Yeah.
Show this in film school, and
yeah, the innocence of a child listening mm-hmm. to this music.
This is not Judy Garland singing either, so it's like a
no.
more of a modern version.
Yeah, they couldn't afford that version.
Whoa. Yo! No one saw that little kid standing there?
There are so many sparks and fireworks and stuff in this movie. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is back in... I mean, Whoa. It's weird to say, but like they just don't do like squibs and stuff like this anymore. Even just like the fire shots and stuff, a lot of that is just digital now, like just the flashbangs and stuff.
Uh-oh,
he knows that guy as his days
yeah.
as Archer.
Yeah, cause I mean he knows all the FBI agents, I'm sure. Here we go. Round two. Face off.
That's right. Now they're as each other.
How noise canceling are those kids' headphones?
Oh, pretty.
They probably
serious.
Should have put a blindfold on the kid too, to be quite honest. So he didn't see all this stuff, so he wasn't privy to it.
What I don't understand was he gonna kill the kid?
He was shooting. Right? I thought he was aiming for her. Well, that's a little weird. They're brother and sister.
Are they?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Little Luke and Leia kiss action there.
Oh shit.
He got a bad hole in
right
his neck.
Right through the neck.
Oh! That is so Whoop. Campy and ridiculous and...
Yeah. Blood just pouring out of his neck.
In like the least realistic way. Not that I've seen much blood pour out of someone's neck.
No, that did look like someone was pouring fruit punch
yeah,
like, through
like,
a straw
yeah,
out of his neck. Like, yeah.
There's actually, if you have X-Files connection, you could do that as an X-Files connection, because in the pilot, a girl gets a bloody nose, and there's a whole, like, I remember watching a whole thing about how they, like, piped in the bloody nose, because she's, like, at a table.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I was watching some movie, a really terrible movie by, it was a terrible Italian horror movie filmed in America, but there's Mario Bava, but there was one great effect where this girl's eyes were bleeding. And they, like, covered parts of her face with her hair, and you could tell they, like, ran a tube around her head, so they... And it looked amazing. It Whoa. Looked great, but the rest of the movie was terrible. City of the Dead, I think?
Hmm.
It was actually shot up in Nyack, which was kind of cool to see.
Wow!
Good.
Cool.
Oh my gosh, this movie's insane.
It's so great. You know, this idea like came to someone high one day.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, because it seems like the kind of thing that wouldn't be given this much money and attention in star
exactly,
power.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like something out of like the 70s or 80s you just throw a couple thousand dollars at.
Yeah, it definitely
it
seems
straight
like
to video.
A crazy kind of silly idea that got way too much funding.
But thank God for
but
that.
Thank God!
Face off music. Face off the theme.
This was the perfect way for you to see this movie for the first time.
Whoa, swinging.
Blammo.
This is a little weird.
Is it, or is it super cool?
Well, it could be weird and cool, but I totally forgot that happened. He survived it?
He dropped, he caught on the edge, on the lip.
This guy doesn't live.
No.
That's Pollux, right? Yeah.
You know, in the last movie, Leaving Las Vegas, we had Cage sitting on a table, breaking a table. There's a lot of broken glass these movies today.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now it's personal.
Now it's personal. I killed your son, but you just killed my brother. Yeah, we're taking it up a notch. I love it.
Oh. Oh, that gun feels so good on my face.
Oh, that's the guy who got his ear shot off in the beginning, so it's great just how frivolous he does it.
That's just Pollux Troy.
Whoa. Waste of a good year.
Are they an Inception? Is he trying to wake somebody up?
Well, I hope he's not over-medicated. That ain't gonna work. He's gonna end up in limbo.
Needs a kick.
Gotta ride that kick all the way up. That would be so good.
This movie or that movie?
Both movies. Movies are awesome, guys. I love movies.
That plant sustained so much damage.
Oh, all I can think of now is Kara and what... Kara deGrasse Tyson might think about the plannery in this.
Oh, no. So, she says that he's on the cover of Time, but I don't think we actually see the cover of Time. Like, I want to see the cover of Time with, you know, Travolta on there, like, cradling that bomb.
I'll take an extra, like, 5 minutes just to go do the whole photo shoot in the movie. Oh, we get to... Oh, we barely got to see it.
Uh-oh.
Come on, what if I killed you right now?
With my mind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. If he was just like, die. He crumples to his knees, clutching his heart.
I tell Washington to calm down.
Yeah, they called us. What Gestapo tactics? He saved the city from the bomb, and he tried to go get the maniac. It's not like he's taken over the city, again, Bane style. Like,
uh-oh.
Ooh, karate chop. Oh.
Heart attack. Can you give a hard guy a heart attack with like that? Like, in the back of the neck, then onto the chest?
I think it was more of like a death blow. Like, I'm going to do something to his nervous system, and then I'm going to kill him.
Well, Victor Lazaro sounds like a Batman villain.
It does.
Such a modest home for someone so high up.
Cage running again. Government. This is like the end of Ferris Bueller. Running through backyards to get home without getting caught.
Ferris Bueller, a movie that Brian has not covered yet, has he?
No, we're only 11 episodes in. He's only done like 8 movies. There's been three two-parters.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
This is not my beautiful house.
Oh, so when I saw Beck the other night, the encore, he just played Where It's At, but in the middle of it, they stopped and he introduced everybody in the band. And everybody in the band played different songs from, I guess, like New York bands or bands they like or whatever. They were going around, and then they had what they call the B-53s, which were just two women and a guy who were just, like, sort of dancing, sort of backup singing, whatever. And they played, like, 2 minutes of Once in a Lifetime. It was super cool. This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. Little talking heads.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Did you see Stop Making Sense yet? You gotta check that out. We talked about it, I think, on one of the Cinemakers, but it's the Talking Heads movie Jonathan Demme made.
No, I definitely haven't, because I don't...
They did a parody of it on the Documentary Now.
Oh.
But the original's fantastic. And I never knew that the drummer and the girl from Talking Heads were Tom Tom Club, which...
I don't know what that is either.
If you heard the song, I think you'd know it, but I used to spin it a lot.
He's had a real rough week.
Yeah,
it's right? been a tough movie for him.
I hope you realize that we're like 45 minutes from the end, and there are so many more big action sets. At least
yeah.
one massive.
Really?
Action
this is about.
Set
it's going to slow down here for a second, and then yep. it's just going to explode again.
So just buckle, strap in.
I felt like we were coming to the end. Wow!
No, we got a good chunk of it left.
Wow!
It's I mean we're getting there, but I mean it's going to be a grandiose ending. Oh, face waterfall on a picture.
Seven. Touching his own face.
Ooh.
It's one way to get a picture out.
Yeah. Right.
That and the dental records.
Oh, wait, so how did their faces take? If they have, like, wouldn't that be a problem?
Oh, well, Travolta could take Cage's face because he's universal,
oh, sure.
but
yeah.
Cage,
right.
maybe it's the insanity that's keeping it on.
Yeah.
It's just super close. That would be great if one was seamless and the other was so busted.
Yeah, that would actually be freaky if it was, like, falling off halfway.
Just like the Joker's makeup.
Yeah. Or like I was saying on that episode in the New 52, the Joker carved his own face off and like put someone else's on and stapled it to his head and everything. And
wow.
They went real extreme with him.
Some might say twisted.
Yes, it was very damaged. Some say there are three Jokers now running around the DC universe in the comics.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We got at least two in real life. Or, I mean, not real life, but in the movies.
But like, yeah.
Uh-oh.
She's starting to...
Oh, that was her desk he was sitting at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you thought he read his own diary.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I could see that.
That's what he knew about date night, where he's like, I'm going to romance.
Yeah.
But he's totally...
I thought he was writing about how, from his perspective, from, like, Travolta's perspective...
Yeah, I could see that. I totally could see how, like, Travolta would sit down and be like, I couldn't get it up again.
Yeah.
Like, when were they going to invent Viagra? It's not going to be for, like, 4 years.
Really? It's recent?
I remember it coming out in like 99, Viagra.
Well, this is 98.
Oh, okay. So I thought this was 97.
Oh, really? 98?
No, this is 98.
Hmm.
I think, because The Rock was 96, Connor 97. I think this is 98.
I just remember seeing it in theaters with all my high school friends, so I thought it was out when I was in high school. But that's cool.
It's either 97 or 98, but I think it's 98. Uh-oh. Oh.
The old. Why do you just have that? Just,
she's a nurse, doctor.
Yeah, but
Sorry.
Is that a thing? Is that like a fake pen, or is that an actual blood-taking device?
It's a blood-taking device.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought
wow.
it was some kind of trick pen that she had.
I gotta get a trick pen like that.
And it
Why?
Was like so she could,
no reason.
Just blood sample.
Maddie's just getting just getting ideas.
Yeah, I'm just learning.
If you could do a face-off, you think you could do a butt-off? All these kind of ideas running through my mind. Uh-oh.
A-B.
Oh, God.
Who's... Oh.
No, good thing
you
showed
up. Exactly who that is.
I thought it was like some weird...
He did look like a shade of him of himself, though.
Male nurse that's been in love with her all this time.
He is a specter.
Specter. That'd have been amazing if there was like a male nurse just like introduced in the third act.
Yeah.
Like, are we ever gonna get away together? Like, what's this
yeah.
happening? What's going on? It's like, Paul, I just can't handle it this week.
Right now, I have a lot going on.
Face waterfall.
Oh,
such a good way to get the gun away too.
It's like he basically did a face waterfall on the
just,
gun.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
face.
He did a gun waterfall. Mm. Which sounds amazing. Now what do we do?
She's got to know that, like, only her husband is such a lunatic that he does the face waterfall this much. Like,
yeah.
There's no one else this could possibly be.
Oh, so she's a vegetarian. Oh, the lobsters were probably from... Very weird.
That's a bad tooth, then.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, she has a dead tooth in that mouth somewhere. Which don't exist.
They do, but
what?
You know,
but they're
so
drunk.
What's
fixed
the
story? Wrong
you married
tooth.
This guy?
Yeah, right. Also...
Did you sue
the
dentist?
That's not funny. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. You tell me she kissed you with the...
She's regretted it.
I'm not sure how much it would hurt to kiss with a sore tooth that you just got fixed. I mean,
two sore teeth at that point.
Oh, yeah, right.
They
never got the right one done.
Oh, God.
Wait, so did he fix another tooth that needed to be fixed? Or, like, damage a perfectly good tooth?
Damaged a perfectly good tooth?
Cage.
Who does she play in Room? She plays Brie Larson's mom?
In Room? There's only, like, three people in that
movie.
I know,
she plays Nancy.
I guess so.
I don't remember another woman in that movie.
That movie was intense. I only watched it one time when it came out, and I was like, I should revisit this one day because it's so good, but it's so heavy.
Good morning, Egg Snake.
Well, that's right. Brie Larson won the Oscar for that, right?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, he's one of the Untouchables. Like Elliot Ness. Da-da-da. See, it's weird that Travolta's walking around with Castor Troy's hitmen, henchmen. Like, he's got Scarface face man and the other dude who are at the airport in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, that is weird. Accurate. Agreed.
This is my new task force.
Yeah, right?
It's my suicide squad.
We're some kind of squad, I'll tell you that much. Hey, he needs a face-off surgery. I used to know an institute and a doctor that could have helped this guy.
Oh my god, this poor
person.
Yeah, he's like Two-Face.
He needs a sanitary environment.
Which is weird because earlier they showed her working... Like operating, not operating, but checking in on a patient, and it was like a little girl, like a child.
She's like an ER. She's an
like ER
doctor.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if she was just a child's doctor because that guy seemed much older.
He's not a child.
Oh no. I just wasn't sure what.
This whole movie's just
on.
A commentary on marriage. Yeah. Really,
oh, we're at the beach.
Yeah, trust.
Finally. Don't worry, I still didn't win it. I'm not gonna. This is the only thing that's going to get me a win. Right
yeah.
Boy, it's just...
I really thought Cage was going to work out when he was in prison, because I could have had a third...
No, yeah, he could have, should have, didn't.
That would have been the perfect opportunity.
He might work out in, like, every other prison movie, but not this one.
Apparently he never shaves either, even though it's on here.
I think the face-off operation keeps them from growing new facial hair.
It's a side effect they have not been able to remedy yet. You can do the face-off surgery, but you can never have a beard.
You know, I would do the face-off surgery just so I never had to shave ever again in my life. Or if it would just grow to, like, 3 days and then stop, I'd be good with that.
Almost.
Ooh.
That's right, doggy.
She gets something out of this, too.
Why was he after her? What did she do?
I think because she's, like, just a known associate of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were interviewing him for leads.
Of Castor.
Her for leads.
Yeah, like, his number one
doves. Sort of well,
yeah,
seagulls.
They're the doves. Oh,
but they essentially are.
Enough. The doves will be coming.
The doves are in here.
Oh, this is the funeral, right? Okay.
Yes,
I thought they were just going to church on Sunday, and like it was just this dramatic.
No, this is the only time he's vulnerable at the service, or he's touchable.
It'll have to be then.
He's not untouchable.
Unbreakable.
And we have odd, accentuating an oddly specific word yet.
Every word. Oh,
yeah, you could definitely mark that off.
Face off.
Good boy.
Why is that Jared Leto statue there?
Dove. The doves just fly in.
Yeah, they're out in the back of the church there. You could take one home if you want.
Cage with an animal.
Oh, yeah, a cage. And...
oh,
I
yes.
I think I can Beetlejuice. For... oh, you don't know Beetlejuice.
That's another two bingos for me on that one. I'm only missing four now. Vegas, New Orleans, voiceover, subtitles.
Wow. You might have one of the most marked cards.
I think it makes sense. I mean, this movie is stacked with everything. Noteworthy events and
man,
people.
Man, this is tough, because, like, twice there's been singing, but no musical instruments with these church songs.
Somebody back there.
That's right. All the musical instruments have been choir.
Yeah. Not even, like, a pipe organ or something.
Weird. Because I need that one, too.
That poor picture of Mikey.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm sure they have other copies, but like the kid's dead. It's not like we can take more pictures of him.
Don't be rude.
And back then, they weren't like digital copies. You know, you had to get the negative. Oh, does someone want to go out?
Gilbert.
Did have like so much water.
That church emptied out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Father, for I'm about to sin again and again and again.
How much time do we have
religion.
Left?
Definitely religion.
How much time is left there, Joseph?
How much time is left? We got about half an hour.
Okay, then I'll take him out.
20 minutes.
Oh, no, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
And that's with credits.
Including credits.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's laying down now, too.
Buddy. Uh-oh. You know, he kind of looks a little Joseph Gordon-Levitt-y.
His, him or his?
No, no, sidekick.
His sidekick guy.
If we were going to do a face-off today, who would be the two main...
ooh.
Yeah.
Gosling.
I was just going to say Gosling.
Does he have specific enough mannerisms that, like...
oh.
And Travolta.
I think so.
And Travolta.
Yeah, right, and Travolta. I think Gosling could do it. Because you know what the problem is? They still make these body swap movies. They're just never this good. Because they did one with, like, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, but they're okay. They're not
great. I mean, they're okay, but they're not, like, action movies like this or anything. I mean, it's not like, you know, Ryan Reynolds got his mind swapped with, like, you know, an action hero. But, like, I feel like he's been in a couple of those movies. There's one with Jason Bateman. There was one where he's...
Change up.
Yeah.
But there's also the one that he... like, it's the consciousness transfer.
The old guy goes into his young body. And then there's one when he goes into Costner's body.
Everyone's just showing up with
this
guns.
Mexican standoff.
Perfect. I'm not going down for this.
What a predicament.
Fortune really Allen in the middle of everything.
Yeah, without a gun.
Oh, nice Sergio Leone here. Very Western.
Oh,
It's hard to know who to root to die here.
Yeah, well, the doves.
I say everyone.
Yeah, but girl.
Her.
It was nice that Sasha tried to help the. I don't even know her name. Mrs. Archer?
Eve
Archer is a good name.
Oh. Eve Archer is a good name.
And then. But then Caster's son's name is Adam. So the screenwriter got his Adam and Eve in here.
Strange.
Oh no.
Our boy.
Oh no, he's gonna adopt their son?
Replacement son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot for her to process.
But she still thinks it's
him.
Cage.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Eve Archer was looking over there, and she's like, I can't even handle...
Yeah, what was going on there for a day or so?
Nice. Ooh.
I don't know why I've never gotten this before except for right this moment, but I'm getting some Pacino off of Travolta for some reason.
A little madman.
I'm into it. Whoa.
Oh.
Girl.
Ouch.
Yeah, right?
Why did she show up? Oh, no, she's going to stab somebody.
Kill her, pass her through.
Is he trying to kill her now?
We're destroying this lovely church.
Wanda Margaret Cho's character?
Oh, it might be. It'd be great if they cut to Wanda
all
Sykes.
The birds.
That would be great.
And she's like, there is too much crazy shit going on over there.
Oh no, it's one of those, I'm your dad. No, I'm your dad. Very confusing thing for her.
Oh, this is freaky.
Weird.
Everyone sounds like Travolta.
I love this movie. Seeing is believing, Jamie.
Claude?
She's doing a Britney Spears thing.
Well, she's about to do that butterfly knife thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it comes into play.
Yeah.
He's had so many peaches or something
nice.
Like that. He could eat them forever.
You turn.
Whoa, that gun's insane.
Yeah, right?
Like an automatic pistol? Like handgun? It's like a Uzi.
Yeah, that didn't seem realistic at all.
Nope. Oh.
Just gunned down brutally.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's massacre time.
Appropriate. So 90s.
Yeah.
Oh. That wasn't necessary.
You could have just said, get out.
He had chips in the back.
Blasted him out of his seat.
He was going on a trip.
Yeah, he was going to have a picnic. That one's the worst.
Boat chase.
Flammable.
Everyone down, goddammit.
Ooh, I have red sports car, but not red sporty.
Oh. That is a shame.
Close.
So close.
Now we go take to the sea?
Yep.
Take to the sea! Also chips.
Yeah.
What town is this?
L.A.
More like hella.
L.A. Oh, you remember.
It's a callback.
Shh. Gilbert, we got one more action scene.
We're so close.
You're being so good.
He's so snotty. He's like, ugh.
He's like, fine.
I think... Wait.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When we did this episode, we might have had... I think there was a moment where, like, Red Sports was...
Ooh, yeah,
Red Sports
vote. That's right. Because we were already on the lookout for red cars at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But there's been a red...
Just casually shooting each other over the water.
There's, like, all the red shirts in the last movie.
Yep.
Red is definitely...
Well, red's a strong color. Red all over Wild at Heart.
This is... too much.
He's killing everyone with one gun? Come on, guys.
He's got a lot of bullets.
No.
Damn.
Boat went through the boat.
I want a sequel to this, but I want it to be the two of them, just really old. Like a really old, slower... equally as funded version.
Wow. So what's remarkable is that there was this thing written on 538.com about the five types of Nicolas Cage movies, and the guy who wrote it was on our podcast.
Oh,
but
cool.
He talks about in Cage's career, he's only done two sequels ever. He did National Treasure 2, and he did Ghost Rider 2.
Wow.
And he's going to do the Croods 2, but like he just doesn't do sequels. He'd rather just do original stuff. So as much as we'd all love a Face Off 2 20 years later...
It sounds like he'll only do it if he's very well paid for it, because I'm sure National Treasure 2 was a big check.
Blockbuster. Why did he have to ditch the boat?
Whoa.
I guess I missed
that. I think it was just...
I think it was about to crash.
He drove it over
face.
A boat.
Right, he crashed through the police boat with it.
Oh, yeah, when you don't actually drive a boat.
Man...
Just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, so you could slow down a bit if you want. Oh, shit.
Oh. Okay.
Anchors away. Ooh. I think this is
Were we just watching something else with anchors or no?
No, I think
so. Oh, no, what I was thinking before was when we were at the beginning of the movie... When you were like, they should just pull a whatever and drive into the wheel. I was thinking,
oh yeah,
like a
Taken
Furious
Three.
Six, where they threw the harpoon gun into the plane and like keep it down like that way. That's what I was thinking with anchors.
This, he's on the chain.
He's
oh
surfing.
Oh my gosh! And now he's like water
skiing.
This is really wow.
It just doesn't stop, right?
How much money did this cost to make, and how much did it gross? Because
I think it cost.
It must have been so expensive.
It made a lot of money, though.
Oh, I don't think a movie had. I don't think a movie had cost like $100 million yet, though. Or if they did, it just that was like
a, take a look,
brand new thing.
Oh my goodness!
You're quick.
And now no one's driving the boat.
No one's steering. Boat crash.
Jump. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's
airborne.
Definitely not them, but wow. What a stunt to have to do.
Oh, boy.
And why not just, let's have it blow up.
So face off.
Face.
Cost $80 million.
There
only
we go. Okay.
Only $80 million.
I mean, 20 years ago.
The effects in this.
There really weren't a lot of
worldwide $245 million.
Wow. There really weren't a lot of $100 million movies in the '90s. That came after. It became very common.
Yeah.
He just wants to play.
Ooh.
This fight has been going on forever.
Yeah, wow.
The better half of the day, yeah.
They're not damaged enough for it either, for how many guns they've gone through, explosions they've seen.
And I don't think Travolta sounds like Cage.
Like a harpoon?
It sure is.
I wonder if they're going to use it.
Yeah.
Chekhov's harpoon gun.
That's not how you.
Yeah, I was going to say not.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, but don't you worry about it.
Oh, right.
Oh, here it comes.
Gotta get that bingo.
Something cool, like, I want my face back. Time to face the music.
Good catch.
Oh, yeah, get ready for this.
The ultimate fuck you ending.
When all else fails, kick him in the balls.
Bingo!
Die!
Is that cool enough for you, Maddie?
What a great line! I've used that one!
We've all got bingo now?
We've all got bingo now.
All right.
It's kind of awkward.
Cage
now
looks
to
like
the
quite an exasperated and broken
dead.
Man. I got bingo twice because Cage is an exasperated man. There
He's
we
been
go.
In for the whole movie, it feels like.
Well, it's official.
Double now he bingos. Still has to convince the cops that he is.
Yeah.
I think there's maybe like one person in the FBI who knows. Maybe.
Is it Buzz?
Well, the blood test proves everything. Clearly,
something.
I mean, all you need is the blood test. That can't be faked.
Hey, Archer.
Wow.
What did you call me?
I know, because you just knocked me out and didn't kill me.
What did you call me?
am I hallucinating?
Just
or did Margaret Cho just call me, sir?
Top men.
Was there only the one doctor at the Walsh Institute? Like, did they burn the technology down? Like, can't...
I feel like probably...
Oh, man, that's great. Putting them next to each other.
Yeah, I think he burnt down the entire Walsh
Institute. Down the building,
Institute.
But
yeah.
He didn't have any, like, backup drives as to how to build that machine.
Give me that ring
back. This is Tree Cloud, so... Oh, give me that ring back. At least he didn't, like,
Perfect.
Put his mouth over the finger and slide it off that way.
We have seen that move.
Nice little Leaving Las Vegas trick.
Mm.
That daughter's never going to be the same.
She was already having problems.
Yeah.
If you thought the men she dated already were bad,
yeah,
just you wait.
Nice calming music, so you know it's going to work out fine.
Even your love handles.
Oh, yeah.
Because I stole my enemy's son.
He's going to be like, sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. That was a different doctor. That doctor is dead. I don't have your file.
That. Yes. I wasn't going to do it anyway. Like, that's hilarious. Oh.
What if I told you...
Why wasn't she there to pick him up? Come on.
True.
Well, because there's something that happened in between.
Yes, this isn't exactly right after the
and
surgery.
And what if I told you that there was a couple more face waterfalls?
Well,
how many?
It's awfully smoggy there.
It is L.A. after all.
He doesn't have any of the scars from the beach
Top
shard?
Circle team from D.C., they fixed it.
Thank goodness.
I have got to give them a call.
They face printed him a new face.
But every day she's going to wake up and take a blood sample. Like, yeah. He's always going to wake up like, oh, God.
Get ready. Eve.
Haven't you done this enough?
Or is it?
Dad, I decided on one look.
Maybe.
I'm going to be young and innocent now.
Everything's fixed.
Amazing. The movie felt like an hour and 40 minutes. I'm sorry I shot you.
One.
Waterfall.
That makes number 10, right?
9. You ready for this, Rollins? You ready?
Kid's just standing on the side.
Oh, absolutely.
This is my arch nemesis.
Can we
son.
Keep him, Mom?
Yeah, right.
He's got a little psychopath.
Yeah, he's got the bad seed in him, but, you know, nature versus nurture.
No pressure. I
Watch
brought
this.
Him to the house.
First thing she does?
Welcome to the family!
Waterfall.
feel like, girl, take your hands off my face. Keep them to yourself.
To his new room. They didn't even say anything.
Not even going to change out some stuff. Here's all the stuff from my dead brother that you can
right?
have.
Oh, wow.
Right, just slide on into this life.
Yeah, we're going to call you Michael now.
Yeah.
10-face waterfalls. A perfect number. To get your face off. So what'd you think?
Just wow.
There you go.
It's a wower.
It was better than I remembered.
That's great.
Because I only remember the really silly stuff, so I was remembering it kind of as like a jokey movie, but it was just very serious
and heartwarming.
Campy,
it's just really cool.
There were some really good effects
in that.
There's so many like B-movie type things in it, but they
But that's what
it
makes
off.
It so perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. That really was something.
Walsh Clinic nurse, Lawrence Walsh.
Oh.
Look at that.
Nice coincidence there. Yeah. I
doubt
there's
anything
good
here.
So go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Ooh. Go check out all of our things. We've got 19 shows, I think, now, so go check those out, including the newly launched Foodie Films.
Oh, yay, new
so
show.
Go check that out, too, if you want peaches. Go check out
peaches.
Foodie Films. But thank you, Maddie, and thank you, Andrew, for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank
this
you for
is
sharing
fun.
These two wonderful, wonderful movies. And we'll see you next time. But I don't know what we're going to do next time. Whatever, 2 weeks from now. Bye.
Bye.
Later, Gator.